This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Good morning, Sarah. This is Ms. Williams calling. I received your text message yesterday evening.
Okay. Let me just pull it up. I'm sorry. 21416.
I'm the one with the two patients.
Yes. Okay. I have you right here.
All right. I had two patients.
Rosalind, right?
How does the clocking work?
We use the HHA Exchange app, and you have to clock in and out from the patient's home.
Okay. And is there a sign-on bonus?
We offer a $200 sign-on bonus.
Okay. All right. Now, I have one other major question. How soon could I get an aid for the patient that is a stroke patient? Like, I guess you need an aid right away.
Okay, what are the hours? Talk to me.
Okay, whoever I talked to has estimated it out to 17 hours. My son would be taking care of me from the morning, and then Mr. Seymour from 9 to 7 in the morning. So I guess it's 17 hours, he said. I guess it's combined. I don't know how he did it.
Okay, so but what caregiver do you need? What hours do you need us to provide a caregiver for is what I'm asking.
In the morning, about 9 till 5.
To 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And he's 24-hour care, correct?
Yes, he is.
Now,
I have somebody just come sit with me, but she's not. I need an agency aide for the
Understood.
Morning.
Okay. So 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday or every day?
Yeah, every day, sure.
Okay.
So
and your son, that's all right. And your son is going
to
do the overnights?
Yeah, he's going to, because he does me in the day.
Okay. And what are your hours? What is your son's name?
Gilbert. He's actually here. We wanted to clarify a couple
of
things because we're switching from the agency. It's like they don't pay the overtime.
We do. We do pay overtime.
My hours are actually 42 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it was just so much drama with their system. Like sometimes the system was down, we clocked in, and sometimes my son might forget to clock out. And then the check be short, they never send the timesheet, for us to sign it manually. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't want to keep going through that hassle. I don't want him to be interrupted on anything.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the patient that you need staffing for is located in Philadelphia?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So I won't have any problem getting him a caregiver. That's not an issue at all. Philadelphia is easier. So really it depends on how quickly we can get the authorization and then we can get started right away.
All right.
All right, so let me just get the patient's information. I just need his name and date of birth and address.
Okay, Carl, with a C, Seymour, Seymour, and you said his date of birth is 5854.
Okay.
And his address is 1233 South Greylock, Greylock Street, Philadelphia, PA. 19141 43. I'm sorry.
43. Okay.
Yes.
And do you have a preference on gender for your caregiver, male, female?
I
doesn't
would
matter.
Prefer a male.
Prefer
yeah, because
a male.
He's a straight patient. Yeah,
okay.
He's kind of tall, and I know it's some weight. I wouldn't want a woman to go through all that. I know
Understood. What
my son does. What my son does with me, so I know.
Yeah. I do have a couple of males in mind, so that's good. So does he have a phone number, a contact number or anything? Because we're going to need to do a three-way call with the patient and the health insurance in order to process the transfer, because they're going to need to speak.
Hold on. Let me get his number for you. Okay, his number is 215-820-1320.
Okay. All righty. And Rosalind, what is your date of birth?
7/17/1964.
7/17/1964. And your address?
My address is 3718 North 18th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19140.
Okay. All right. And your son is Gilbert Williams?
Yes, he is. Would you like to talk to him?
I just need a phone number for him so I can send him out the hiring, the links to the hiring paperwork.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Because he has two different numbers. I don't want to give you that incorrectly.
Understood.
Give me your phone number so she can send you out the name.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Gilbert. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Good, thanks. I just need a number to text over the links for the hiring paperwork, or if you prefer, I could send them to your email.
My phone number is 215-207-5605.
Okay, that's 605. Okay, so just keep an eye out. I'm going to send that over as soon as we hang up. And in the meantime, I will get everybody in our database, and we will reach out to the insurance companies. And just the quicker it will be is how quick you get your documents into us. So that's really depending on how quick we can start. All right?
No problem.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Rosalind, did you need anything else?
No, dear. Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon. Have a great day.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.